What's up, y'all? It's your brother from another mother, Pistol Pete Kaufman, coming from New Orleans, rocking lifestyle in the house all day, every day. The other day, I was flying back from Newark Airport, New Jersey, to New Orleans, and I kind of dropped the ball on being a nice person. There was a dude, maybe in his mid-50s, nice guy, but what he was doing was he started putting his bag above the baggage place above my seat. So it wasn't a big deal. And he was putting his bag in, and I was putting my bag next to his. And he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm in your way." I said, "No, you're not. It's no big deal. You're putting your bag above the seat, right? You're sitting on this side of the plane." And he goes, "No, I'm actually sitting on the other side." And so my automatic response to him was, and there was like nobody in the plane yet, so there was tons of room everywhere to put your bag in the overhead. So I say to him, "Well, why don't you put your bag on the other side of the plane?" And I kind of said it like I was talking to him and he was a dumbass, because he had all this room in the baggage overhead to put your bag, and this dude is putting his bag on the other side of the plane. And what happens is, when people start putting their bags in other people's spots, that's what slows down people getting on the plane. Because all of a sudden, normally where you'd put your bag up above, you have to move to the front of the plane, the back, just to find a place to put your shit. So anyway, I get, and the guy kind of had this shocked look. My response was kind of blunt. And then he's like, maybe I should put it on my side of the plane. It'll be easier for me to take it off. And then I realized I kind of gave him that. You know, I realized I was kind of a dick, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, you're right." I tried to backpedal out of it. "Yeah, you're right. It'll be easier. If you put it above your own seat, you can get it off the plane quicker." And I realized what I had done. I realized I wasn't being the nice Pete, the Rockin' Lifestyle podcast Pete, the Facebook Live business coach, personal development coach Pete. So we all have these moments. My moments are getting on a plane. I have to watch myself for the Mr. Hyde moments that I have, and getting on the New York City subway and driving behind the wheel of a car. That's when the old Pete tends to rear his ugly head. By the way, that's my wife in the background making noise, cooking food while I'm doing my podcast. Oh, I'm not being nice right now to her because she's doing that, so I'm going to be nice. See, I found another moment where I have to work on my shit. So, really, we all have moments sometimes where we've been conditioned all these years to respond a certain way. I mean, I'm telling you, I didn't even have a second to think about what I did. I just responded to this dude, "Why are you putting your bags on up on this side of the plane then?" Like, I didn't even have a moment to contemplate my response. So it's important that whenever you know you're going into a situation, maybe it's with a coworker, someone that pisses you off or pushes your buttons, or is in a situation that brings out the worst in you, I think it's important to write it down what situations trigger you, and to be super aware of it. And I'm telling you, I do this for a living, and I still find myself being triggered automatically without even realizing it till after it happened. So if it happens to me, and I do this for a living, it can happen to anyone, because damn, those roots of those responses are deep. So it's important that we are completely aware of what triggers us, write it down, and then the next time before you go into a situation that in the past has triggered you, then you can be more conscious and aware and not just respond in a negative way. So the next time I get on a plane, man, I'm having my journal, I'm looking at that shit before I get on, because the chances of somebody doing something stupid on a plane are really high. You know, I just know this from experience. But my response doesn't have to be ill. Boy, if I could tell you some of the fucked up stories I've seen on a plane, you'd be laughing your ass off, but it's not funny when you're actually going through it. So I'm going to work on that, and I hope that you work on whatever it is that you're going through that triggers you. Pistol Pete Kaufman, thanks for getting on this post. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Not this post, the podcast. All right, peace.